Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Stephen Belton joins us every Tuesday at this time, right around 4:20. He's president and CEO, Urban League Twin Cities, pastor, recovering attorney, man about town, always has a unique perspective and pretty good on his feet. You just can't be fazed, Stephen. I am perpetually impressed by your range, being able to address a lot of topics. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, and I appreciate it. You know, if I can't be fazed address these topics, it's because you and Jordana keep presenting these interesting topics and are willing to put up with my opinions. So thank you.
Well, look, we really appreciate your perspective, and I keep telling people, what can you get from radio that you can't get from an app? Perspective, context, analysis, you know, history, all those things. I mean, look, I need to put my phone down just like everybody else, but learning from history and just getting different viewpoints on this radio station, that's what we're trying to do. And I'm curious, first teacher's strike in Minneapolis since 1970. What are your thoughts as a resident of Minneapolis?
Well, the Minneapolis public schools, I'm proud to say all three of them graduated from the schools. And so first thing I think about, of course, is experiences. And I think about the terrific teachers that they had. I think about the things that they learned. I think about, you know, I think about the adults that they are now. And I, you know, a lot of attribution for the fine character that I attribute. And obviously I'm biased for my own kids. But I think, you know, a lot of the attribution goes to, you know, what they learned from the schools, and not just the teachers and the classroom supporters and the principals and administrators, but from the environment that they created, from their other, you know, from being in a diverse, in an intentionally diverse school system that we chose and elected to have them in. So I have a lot of gratitude associated with the Minneapolis Public Schools. I have to tell you, Paul, you may not have been aware of this because, you know, I try to hide it in my resume. I'm being a little facetious, but I was actually director of labor relations. I think we called it employee relations at the Minneapolis Public Schools for a number of years. And so my job was actually to negotiate these contracts, including the teacher contracts. There were 16 bargaining units that we had at the Minneapolis Public Schools at that time. And of course, the biggest and most significant of those and the most contentious was always negotiating the teacher's contract, which was up, you know, I don't remember if it was every 3 or 4 years, but part of me goes back to being in those negotiating rooms. And, you know, for crying out loud, it's some of the same, the issues continue to return, they're recurring. So the issues about classroom size and about safety and about compensation and about benefits, those are recurring issues. And I always felt like in those negotiating rooms, Paul, that we were arguing over the adult stuff, and I wanted to get back to what was really important, which is, you know, what goes on in the classroom, the environments that we create for learning and to accelerate learning and to close these disparities that we have. But while we're negotiating, arguing over your contracts, which is essential, which is important, we were doing the adult stuff, and schools really ought to be about the business of the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I'm oversimplifying this, but that's what I do. St. Paul reached an agreement, and they have the same challenges that Minneapolis has. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it is apples and oranges, but I realize, you know, teacher pay, class size, more counselors to help students with mental health. That's gotten out of whack, obviously, with the pandemic, the murder of George Floyd. You know, this racial reckoning we've been in the middle of for the last 2 years, there's a lot going on. But what advice would you have based on your history with negotiating for Minneapolis? What advice would you have right now from what you've seen, what you've done? We say we value teachers, and yet we don't really pay them what they're worth. And
no,
I know
don't.
There are budgets to work with, but how do we fix this logjam, Stephen?
Well, so first, your comment that St. Paul reached a tentative agreement is correct. The school systems are not identical. It's really pretty. It's really tempting to want to compare the two, but St. Paul is actually the larger of the two districts now. It has more students in them. But this really comes down to money. And so you've got different challenges in Minneapolis than you have in St. Paul. Minneapolis is bleeding students. And part of what the challenge is there is that, you know, they're losing students at a more rapid rate than St. Paul is. And in some of the other districts, children are going to charter school, alternative forms of education. And so they've got a real problem with holding on to the kids that they have. And of course, every time a student leaves, they take their foundation aids. The formula goes along with them. So the basic aid to the district goes down. But this comes down to money, and it comes down to priorities. And I think ultimately the school board is going to have to step in. The Minneapolis school board is going to have to step in and direct the superintendent and the leadership there to reach an agreement, to find common ground. It begins by listening hard, listening carefully, and even listening uncomfortably. And there's nothing comfortable about these labor negotiations. But it doesn't help to finger point. And I did hear a soundbite this morning, and I realize it's just a soundbite, but one of the leaders for the teachers union was demonizing the representative from the HR department. I kind of cringed when I heard that, because I don't even know who is negotiating on the part of the Minneapolis Public Schools who represents HR in those negotiations, or the labor relations department. I don't know who that is, but I know that demonizing the individuals and calling them out is not going to be helpful when you got to get back in that room and face each other and try to figure out where the common ground is. And so I think the common ground begins by agreeing that this, you know, that this strike is not helping anybody, Paul. It's you know, it may be saving the district a few dollars, but it is hurting the kids. And since everybody has agreement that the kids come first, then let's try to figure it out. And there's a significant gap between what the district has offered and what they, you know, I don't know if you've been paying attention to inflation, but it's at about 7% the past year. And if you're offering a 2% raise, the people are going to do the basic math and think that that's not fair. Whether or not the district can meet that is a different question. Opening up the books, being transparent, and listening to each other is a great place to start.
Stephen Belton, curious to get your take on Ukraine and what's happening there with Russia invading. I know they call it a military operation, but sure looks like an invasion to me. You can slice and dice it, sugarcoat it, but there are, what, 150, 200,000 Russian troops in Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
Trying to do by force what they were not able to do diplomatically. So, I mean, where does your head go? Is this something that keeps you up at night? There's a lot of stuff right now keeping us up at night, right?
Yeah, it does. It's very, you know, there's an impact, you know, people that and I guess, is it 200 million? I forgot the number that I heard. I think it's 2 million refugees have been created by this in just 12 days. It's just incredible. And so the pouring of people trying to reach the borders and achieve the borders is concerning. And then the reports of Russia, you know, civilian targets, including these checkpoints, trying to flee the country. Russia. Very, very. I do, as I mentioned last week when we talked about this, do reflect on the tension in the public media, particularly in the United States, over this crisis. But from my perspective, there has not been a similar kind of outpouring about, you know, refugee crises in parts of Africa and in South America and Central America. And I have to wonder whether there's a racialized component the coverage of this into our sense of what activates our empathy and compassion over these things. And so I'm deeply concerned about how people are being harmed there. But at the same time, we've got refugees that are trying to get into this country who we are not equally concerned about.
Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, appreciate your thoughts and your perspective. Give your amazing wife our best on International Women's Day, okay?
I will do big head, and so I may tone it down a bit. I'll tell her Paul Douglas says, you all right.
Thank you, Stephen. You take care of yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.